Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
And, of course, we've got Mr. Fantastic Plastic himself, the Professor, Richard. I'm not done yet. That's your problem, Richie. You jump the shark every time. Mr. Richard Hoskins, green light.
What's happening, Screamer Alabama?
Screamer Alabama.
Screamer Alabama.
That sounds like a fun place.
No, it does not sound like a fun place.
That sounds like Wrong Turn.
That sounds like somewhere a horror movie is filmed.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
They eat people there.
Yeah. It's kind of like Banjo, Tennessee. That's bad.
I'm not going to Banjo, Tennessee.
That's like Pretty Mouth, Tennessee. You know, that's not what you want. Where you live down? If I met a girl and she said she lives in Screamer, Alabama, guess what? I wouldn't be talking to her no more.
Well, once she opened her mouth and there was only like two teeth,
yeah.
I mean, that's turn away anyhow.
Yeah, you know.
Say bye to Alabama fans.
We're knocking them out one by one.
Oh, I could go for days. I could go for days. Bobby Bowden sucks.
Easy.
We want to welcome the eight of y'all back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Oh, me. Well, just think about it this way. I mean, we may have lost eight fans, but it was only four teeth. So, anyway, so we're talking about Corvettes. And we stopped off in the early C3s. And C3 Corvettes are almost my favorite generation of Corvette.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost. And it's dangerously close to my favorite generation of Corvette, which is the C4. But the C3, I mean, I had a C3. They're near and dear to my heart. I love those cars. And we're giving one away at Carolina Motor Fest.
Like for free?
For free.
Like giving it away?
That's right, guys. We're giving a Corvette, a 1980 Corvette with 61,000 miles on it.
I may or may not have seen this car.
I drove said car.
Well, I ain't got that
close. It's sitting in my shop. I have possession of said vehicle.
Well, I'll be by there tomorrow.
I'm talking about red on red mirror tops with a cassette player in it.
A cassette player?
A cassette player.
I mean, that's kind of worthless right now. I mean,
No. It's antique. It's classic.
So classic.
It's
okay.
Just, it's the way that Mr. Goodrich intended it. That's the way it is.
I'll give you that.
She's a sweet ride, though. Good looking vet for a Batmobile car.
It is pretty for a Batmobile car. I will give you that. And, you know, I kind of like red interiors and fiberglass.
You notice how we're getting them into the other generations now?
I've seen that. Uh-huh.
I just said red interiors.
Uh-huh.
It's got to hold his hand.
Yeah. Well, you can lead him to water, and he'll drink or I'll drown him. One of the two. So.
I can swim.
Yeah. You know, not that good. But the C3 Corvette was a very cool car. There's a lot of neat things about the C3 Corvette. Very, very popular generation of Corvettes. Of course, you got your bumper cars, which were your 68, which was always kind of the oddball, the 68 Corvette was. It had some really weird quirks about it. The door handles is what gets me. I hate those stupid pop-out door locks.
Yeah, especially the part that you push down with your fingers because it's going to break.
Yes. I hate the pop-out door locks on a 68. 68 was always, and I tell you what, even the values are affected on a 68. Even a 68 big block car won't bring as much as a 69 big block car will, which is crazy. They're basically the same car, but it's just because of those quirks.
Yeah, they did a little polishing up on the 69s.
And I mean the biggest, I guess the biggest change is the actual door handles. But definitely a cool car though. What's your favorite color combo in a bumper vet, Professor?
I know in 82 they offered it mint green with gray leather.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, mint seriously, green. If you Google it, it's awesome.
Note to self, do I not like let that. Richard pick out your new Corvette.
No, me and Richard are right there on that
Thank
one.
You,
I
would
kind of yeah, I like that.
Who in the hell would order a mint green Corvette?
Me. Apparently two of your friends.
A mint chocolate chip Corvette.
I like mint chocolate chip.
I don't like it in a cone, and I sure as heck don't like it on a Corvette. That is horrible, son. Corvettes come American colors. Red, black, silver, white. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying.
It's like silvery.
I'm worried about blue Corvettes.
It's like mint green silver.
Oh, don't try to cool it up with the silver.
Yeah. It's got a silver tint to it. No, it's green. It's what you just said.
I like it.
And we ain't talking polo green. We're talking mint chocolate chip green.
They just don't even sound right. Like I didn't even know they made a mint green Corvette.
It's pistachio metallic.
Think of the Skylark and my cousin Vinny.
That's kind of like a pond scum green.
Yeah, that's not mint, Richard. You just lost me.
Yeah. It was called mint green.
Yeah, but they lied.
Well,
that's
keep in mind
learned.
In the 80s,
that's
a
where
lot
I learned
of
mint is.
Crazy drugs floating around.
Yeah, we're coming. Need ice cream.
They were coming off a 70s bender, so. But I mean, I tell you, my favorite C3 color is I love the dark greens they had on the bumper cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like dark moss green.
Exactly. And I'll tell you another one, War Bonnet Yellow or Riverside Gold. I love the gold. Like that's the disco thing. I love the gold colors.
It's fitting for the cars that it came on.
I hate a gold colored car. Any of them.
It's
got to
be the
matter.
Right car.
Yeah.
I had a gold C4 that was repainted black, which was the best move ever.
Yeah.
But, gold Corvettes are, as a rule, are hideous. But when the War Bonnet Gold or Riverside Gold or War Bonnet Yellow or Riverside Gold, I like those colors. But I tell you what's weird. I hate yellow Corvettes.
Yeah, I can tell you why.
But I love, what was it, 81, 82? They had, what do they call it? Was it Competition Yellow?
I think so.
Or was it? No, it was Daytona Yellow.
Yeah, yeah, you're
Daytona
right.
Yellow with the oyster, that kind of off-white leather interior.
Yeah, that's
And it sounds absolutely hideous, but it's gorgeous together.
No, that is a good combination. I know exactly what you're talking about. Somebody in the neighborhood I grew up in had exactly that car.
There was one in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Turkey Rod Run. This has probably been 10 years ago, and this car was absolutely perfect. I mean, it was like a 15,000-mile car. White leather Goodyears, polished aluminum wheels. Good-looking vehicles.
Those are some of my favorite wheels ever on the 80 to 80. Well, it's not just on the 80 to 82s, but the ones, the
was
aluminum
it 77?
Wheels. It was, I want to say it was even maybe even 75 or 6, but yeah, you definitely could get them on 77. I could be wrong. That might be the first year.
It might be 70. I think it's 76.
That sounds right.
But, in the 78, the Pace Car Edition had the red stripe on them.
Yeah.
Everybody had a Pace Car Corvette in 1978.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
had
and
a Pace
everyone
car.
Put them away because it was going to be so rare in
it's
the future.
A collector's edition. I've never seen a high mileage. I think a high mileage 78 Corvette would bring more money. It's rare. Everybody. It was the funniest story ever. We were doing Ponies in the Smokies on a Mustang show. How ironic I'm telling a Corvette story. But we were killing time, and we went to Floyd Garrett's Muscle Car Museum. And I want to tell you something. If you ever find yourself in Sevierville, Tennessee, and you're not totally encapsulated by the Smoky Mountain Knife Works, you need to make your way down the street to the Floyd Garrett Muscle Car Museum. You give this old man $8 and listen to him talk. This guy will teach you something.
I could do that.
$8. He's got some good-looking muscle cars, but the stories are second to none.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, this is my 78 Corvette. It's got 66 miles on it, like all the rest of them. This guy's a trip. I tell you what else, the trip is commercial breaks, man.
Man.
I mean, we get on a Corvette flow, next thing you know, got to stop again.
I got to say, I'm loving these commercial breaks right now.
Oh, whatever. You know you love these Corvettes.
You almost said you love Corvettes.
He did. It's coming. It's natural.
Almost
guys,
said.
Hang tight. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour coming your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. We got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up?
And then, of course, we got the professor himself, Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening, Greenville, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee?
Isn't there like a Greenville almost like in every state?
I'm pretty sure. It's like Springfield.
Yes, it's very good. I think there's like literally no lie. I think there's like, what, 16 Greenvilles in the country? It's worth the Google.
Yeah, it's worth the Google.
Huh? 50? You think there's 50? So we don't know. Somebody will send an email on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, somebody will tell us.
Yeah, the professor is not a geography major, but very, very, very. It's a very popular name for your town, unlike Screamer, Alabama.
Yeah.
I still can't get over that. That bothers me. I'll tell you what else bothers me. Richard, you know what bothers me?
Is it time for a commercial break already?
No.
Oh.
That you are closet loving Corvettes. You need to step out and let that love show for the Corvette.
Smitty. Corvette had one chance to make me love a Corvette.
What was that?
1970.
Good year. Good year. 1970.
Chevrolet licensed the Wankel. How do you say it, Richard?
Wankel. It's a, he was a German doctor. The rotary.
Okay. But it's a rotary engine.
All right. You know what? Rotary engines, I look at kind of like, what's that like weird, Wiccan or something?
Pagan.
It just ain't right.
It just ain't right.
I don't know how it works. But.
I tell you what. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's not the same thing. I wouldn't want to talk about either one of them in a Southern Baptist church.
No.
A rotary engine or that.
Oh.
Either one. Those are both bad. Bad, but it's the devil. I'm going to treat this subject just like my grandmother would. It's the devil.
It's the devil.
It's the devil.
But, dude, there is no other engine. Once you bridge port it, get it running nice and rich, there is no other engine on the face of this earth that sounds as awesome as a rotary. None.
That is true. They sound cool.
In 1970, a big block. Or I'll tell you what, I'll even back it up. In 1970, if you had an LT1, not 92 up LT1, we're talking the real LT1.
The OG.
LT-1.
The LT-1, exactly. Corvette with side pipes, a rotary engine doesn't stand a snowball's chance in Haiti with sounding as good as that. I want to tell you something. I've heard a lot of beautiful things in my life. I've seen Confederate Railroad live in concert. Danny Shirley was 5 feet from my face singing Jesus and Mama. I've seen some majestic things, and I'm going to tell you something. That doesn't hold a candle. 70 Corvette LT1 with side pops. Done. The end.
But you never heard a 70 Corvette with a rotary engine.
Because it's dumb. That's why. I've never heard one with a Volkswagen motor either. You know why? Because it's lame. That's why.
Didn't expect you to pull the Confederate Railroad card.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't argue with that.
You know when things are getting serious. When I pull Jesus and Mama into this, you know we're talking about rotary engines and devil worshiping. That's what it is. Right there. I'm sorry. You know, you cross that line, Professor, I'm sorry. You know, I don't get flustered much. You can talk about a lot of things.
It's only the third time I've ever heard you bring that up.
I'll give it to you, dude. It is dumb. I mean, you cannot wrap your brain around.
You shouldn't have to.
A Corvette with a rotary engine.
A rotary engine is like these stupid people that still think the Earth's flat. You know, it's just dumb.
We're just killing listeners, just killing them off.
I'll be honest with you. If you think the Earth's flat, I don't want you listening.
There goes the RX-7, guys.
Go walk. Yep. Take you and the rotary engine guys and go walk off the edge of the Earth. Okay?
Wow.
Just saying.
That's severe.
But I mean, Chevrolet.
It's a joke. We like you RX-7 guys.
We do. We like all RX-7. Loved Paul. Everything's good.
Breezy loves Paul. RX-7s are, RX-7s are okay, but even better when they're LS. And, but I mean, that's just a rotary. But I would rather them put a flathead in it than a rotary engine.
But man, it would be stupid. So neat. And there's obviously at least two out there somewhere in the world. At least.
And they're both probably broke.
That's a possibility, too.
I mean, it ain't right. Now, 70 was another. Well, not 70, but 68 was the first year for T-Tops.
Yep.
In the C3. A lot of cool things came out. I love this one. This is a good one to debunk all your classic car guys. I'll tell you what, before I forget, too, guys, we got a really special call-in guest coming in.
Yes, we do.
That's right. I'm excited about that one.
That's right. We got the Bandit Big Rig Series. We got Mr. Jason Johnson himself telling us all about it coming to Anderson Motor Speedway soon. But switching gears back to the Corvettes and the swinging 70s. Felt the Bee Gees playing in the back of my head when I said that. But I tell you, this is one I love to catch the greaser guys on, is when you go to, like, it's traditional, yeah. It's period. And they got an HEI distributor in their car. They got a small block Chevrolet with an HEI distributor. But it's traditional, yeah.
It's traditional.
Yeah, HEI didn't come out until 1974. And also, 74 was the last year for true dual exhaust on any Corvette. Very interesting. Got to thank the EPA on that one.
Yeah.
Thanks
we
a lot.
We thank them a lot.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah. They would have really had a fit if that rotary would have come through. I like gas and oil mixing.
Yeah, pretty sure the EPA would have put the kill on that.
Oh, yeah. But guess who did put the kill on it?
Who?
John DeLorean. He ruined another good thing.
Wow. What an intro. Yeah, thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
One love.
Thanks, John. What a way to blow it.
Yeah. Again.
68 pounds. I can't stop.
You can't stop. Can't resist it.
You say John DeLorean, everybody thinks GTO, DeLorean motor car. 68 pounds. Goodness gracious, a lot. I mean, can you just wrap your mind around that? That's insane. I'm sorry. And I love how he tried to talk. The video's epic. Like, yes. Oh, that's mine.
Yeah. But he never touched it.
Yeah.
He never touched it.
No, he just liked the way it smelled. And so, what's he going to do? Call in? So, but John DeLorean did have one good idea. He had two good ideas. He had the GTO, and he put the end to the stupid rotary engine idea. So, he can't be all bad. He can't be all bad. And also, he helped invent the car of one of my favorite movies in the 80s, the Back to the Future DeLorean. Oh, man. I'll tell you something that ain't my favorite. These commercial breaks, man, they get us every time. All right, guys, I'll tell you what. Stay tuned. We got a commercial break coming up, but we got a really special call-in guest, Mr. Jason Johnson with the Bandit Big Rig Series. You definitely don't want to miss that. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. All right, guys, I want to welcome everybody back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I'll tell you what, guys, we've got a very special guest on the air.
I'm excited about this guest.
I'm very excited about it, too. We've got Mr. Jason Johnson from the Bandit Big Rig Series. These guys are racing 18-wheelers. We go from talking about Corvettes, talking about shifting gears. Sure enough, we're talking about racing semi-trucks.
I want to race a semi-truck. You think he'd let me come and do it?
He may do that, Breezy. Jason Johnson, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. What's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, not much. I love that intro. I actually kind of was getting tingly here. I was feeling like I was really popular down there in the South.
I'm telling you, man. You're Mr. Cool. Didn't even know it.
You are. This is like the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear.
I've seen the big rig races before, and they're really awesome. I mean, it's a show like no other. If you like car racing, you're going to absolutely love big rig racing.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, you hit it. You know, if you're you like short track racing, it's Saturday night. You know, short track Saturday nights, it can't get any better than that. And then plus we're pushing 22-foot vehicles that weigh roughly around 6 tons and wheels squealing, black smoke rolling, shifting gears, like you said, and some of them even got engine brakes so you can hear them thumping. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great event.
There's nothing like old Jake the engine brake.
Nothing.
Right.
But I mean, so you guys, what kind of speeds are we getting around the Anderson Motor Speedway with something like this?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking with Anderson, generally on these bigger tracks, you know, when we get the 3/8 mile tracks, which is usually our smallest race track that we try to push around. We're hitting 75, 85, you know, sometimes a little faster, but their average lap times are around 75, so miles an hour. You get to these bigger tracks, half miles to 5/8 miles. On the stretches, we're pushing well over 100. In a six-ton truck, right. So, I mean, they're pretty stock trucks. I mean, we modify these things for safety. Other than that, you know, they're still running Detroit Diesel Series motors, Series 60 motors. We got Caterpillar motors. A couple guys run a Cummins. All your makes and models. So just like your car enthusiasts out there, if you love Chevy and Ford, I mean, there's guys that love Peterbilt and Kenworth and Freightliners and Max. We got them all. So, yeah, we're going to be hitting.
So you're telling me you got Bulldog Mack trucks going around the track?
We got a Bulldog Mack truck for sure, yeah. We love them. It's all black. It's called Mack Vader. He's kind of the villain of the big series, the Big Bandit Rig series. Great driver. He's out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's actually a diesel technician at Nashville Mack. And he sure knows how to drive a semi-truck.
If I had an all-black Mack truck, I'd have to call it the Duck.
The Duck, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's Convoy. That's a long time ago. I'm showing my age a little bit. I'm a diesel truck guy from way back. So when you start talking about Series 60 Detroits, this is my day-to-day. So, you know, we deal with them all the time, and those cats. I mean, I can only imagine the sound of those diesel engines going around that track, especially Anderson Motor Speedway, because, I mean, you're kind of running around in a bowl. So I can imagine right. The sounds coming out of that track.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be it's a great time. And, you know, I love when we come down south. I'm from Minnesota, if you can tell. I got a northern accent. But when we come race down there, a lot of these tracks are set up to bring in that atmosphere of at a fun event. And Anderson, they got trackside parking, which is, you know, unheard of up here in the north because they're more flatland people up here. But you got trackside parking. They can bring in coolers and grills and park right up along the wall and get to watch the big rigs go into turn one. Hopefully everything stays on the ground. And then we got some other great events going on. We have bounce houses. We'll have a fan series truck show. So we don't do any judging, but we just love that people out there listening on the radio, you know, fans of racing, usually they go hand in hand with driving a truck. And if they got a big rig and they're proud of it, bring it on out to Anderson Speedway on September 15th and show it off to the next generation of potential truckers out there and be proud to be a trucker in this, you know, great country. And it's actually tailing off into National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, which runs September 9th through the 15th. So we'll cap it off with a Big Bandit Big Rig Series race at Anderson Motor Speedway.
Man, I love it. I'm going to tell you something. The truckers is what keeps America rolling. And people don't understand that. Without trucks, America stops.
Yeah, everything you got usually probably came on a truck or some form or another. And the great thing, you know, is when you start talking about people and you start talking to people all over this country, usually some way or shape or form, they're related to trucking. And when I was talking with you, I mean, that's what I was calling you for. And then come to find out you do radio even, which is even cooler. And we got a chance to go live with you tonight on the show. And so it's pretty fun. And I mean, I just love hearing stories and people love watching the big rigs race, you know, because they just can't imagine the trucks that they typically drive by on the freeway. All of a sudden we're going to throw them on a short track, which generally, you know, holds a, you know, half a dozen to two dozen cars, and we're going to turn semi trucks with 17, 18 of them that are going to be 22 feet long, and they're going to go into these turns, and you know, you're going to hold on, make sure everything's going to go around that track, and hopefully we drop a green, and then we drop a checker flag and shoot some fireworks off, and it'll be a great time.
I'll tell you what, though, we got a little star power in the Bandit Big Rig Series too.
Yeah, we have a gentleman who should be joining our race series next year. They were over the moon. You know, we had a race up here in Elko, Minnesota on the 25th of August, and we had a big sponsor, Minnesota Soybean, which promotes biodiesel. And one of their main guys, I guess, that they had a truck built called Indominus, which was an F-550, Ford F-550, and it was built by the diesel sellers out of Utah, which are on a TV show called Diesel Brothers. So we had Heavy D, Diesel Dave, and the Muscle up there, and Heavy D actually drove our biodiesel Bandit, which was the number 51 Freightliner, fully powered by a Detroit Series 60 motor, and he was absolutely over the moon. He was so thrilled about what he got to do with it. He is actually going to be joining the series. They hope to be building a truck, and who knows if we can get it built on TV, even cooler. And we had another gentleman by the name of Aaron Kaufman, who's got a big, nice beard. looks like he's a Southern boy for sure, and he built a truck on his TV show called Shifting Gears, and hopefully after he gets done with his daily or this year's task that he's got, he's going to be joining the Bandit Big Rig Series next year as well with his Sterling. I'm not sure what motor he's got in there powering that thing.
Yeah, he's got a series. It's got a Series 60 Detroit. I actually talked to Aaron Kaufman at SEMA this past year about that.
Did you?
Yeah, got a 14-liter Detroit in that old Sterling.
Yeah. So I mean, it is. It's a heck of a fun time. And there's car enthusiasts to diesel power guys. I mean, you don't have to be a trucker. You can just be a diesel power fan, and you'll love watching these big semis race. So,
well, diesel's gotten so popular over the years. In the last few years, I mean, it's gotten extremely popular, and the performance is out there. Even the aftermarket for the big trucks is out there now. It's not just chrome trucker ladies anymore, guys. We're talking about real performance parts.
Yep, for sure. And we got to, we have the chrome, too. So some of our guys still have chrome stacks, and they like to still keep them dressed up. We got a Peterbilt that looks like kind of a Superman theme. We got a green number 3 in honor of Earnhardt, and he's pushing a Caterpillar C15, or roughly around 1,000 horsepower. So when you think about how much horsepower these things are pushing out, they do they will roast the tires. They'll do donuts in the on the front stretch. They can burn the tires down, and just like any other race series, we do have a lot of fun, and we do rough a little bit. We try to keep it, you know, safe for everybody, not just our drivers, the fans in attendance too, but every once in a while they'll get beaten and banging on a little bit, and they'll have some sheet metal flying and hoods coming off and bumpers getting bent, and hopefully everything stays on, and then the winner gets $10,000. They're actually going to be competing against $50,000, so $50,000 total purse, $10,000 to the winner. So, I mean, they'll go all out. When you've got $10,000 on the line, there's no friends in racing.
Oh, no. The friendship stops when the flag drops.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, and that's really the cool thing with this, you know, is the diesel industry, like we were talking about, has gotten so big. The aftermarket's gotten so big. So that's brought people's popularity now to racing these big trucks. And, of course, that's where it all started, right there with these guys. I love it, man. I tell you what, I cannot wait to come down to the Anderson Motor Speedway and check out the Bandit Big Rig Series. So, Jason, quick recap. 2 p.m., the gates open up, and we've got a truck show going on, right? So you can show off your fancy rig right here at the Anderson Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah. We have we got some historical trucks coming out from the Palmetto State. Hopefully I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Palmetto State. Oh, yeah.
We got some historical trucks that are going to be swinging by. There's actually hope to get some older trucks out there. So the truck show starts all day. The gates open at 2. We have practice at 3 o'clock, qualifying at 4. Then we line all these big rigs up on the front stretch at 5 and give the fans and attendants, kids, and everybody a chance to meet these drivers and, you know, just ask them questions about the trucks, how many gears they're running, how much horsepower they're pushing, what they do for a living. And, you know, most of them drive trucks, or, you know, a lot of them are out of North Carolina area. They haul coal, so they've been running semis their entire life. We have other guys that have never driven a semi. You know, the owner of the Bandit Big Rig Series, my boss, the only thing he's ever raced, he told me, with his two kids. So he's
I'll tell you, that's great.
Aftermarket truck accessories, but he loves racing, man, and that's what's fun about it. And
that's what it's all about. Well, I'll tell you what, Jason, we got a little commercial break coming up. We're going to have to stop the call right here, but I want to tell you something, guys. Be sure to check out the Bandit Big Rig Series at the Anderson Motor Speedway September 15th. Like I said, racing action starts at 7 p.m. Jason, it was great having you on, brother, and y'all have a safe time in Anderson on the 15th.
Thanks so much, guys. See you later.
See you, buddy. All right, guys, there's a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour going your way right here on 106.3 WORD. All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and we got Smitty and Breezy in the studio.
Hola.
What's happening?
And of course, we got the professor himself, Mr. Richard Hoskins.
What's happening, 2-Dot Montana?
Not to be confused with 3-Dot Montana.
It's a little further south.
Do you have to connect the dots to get to it?
If they're red dots, it could be a liquor store.
Ooh.
Just saying.
I bet they have the drive-thru ones.
That's convenience. Also, we want to thank our call-in guest talking about the Bandit Big Rig Series, Mr. Jason Johnson. It's definitely going to be a fun event. Definitely want to check that out, Anderson Motor Speedway.
I'm kind of excited about
it. I'm not going to lie. I'm super excited about that.
All right, so this is cool. Our Craigslist challenge. and we're talking about the Corvette, you know, and, you know, we had Barry earlier telling us about the C5s and C6s, like mainly he sells, and we've covered everything going into the C3s, and we dedicated a whole show to the C4 Corvette, so I decided we could skip that. So I think we're all well-rounded, and we're ready for a Craigslist challenge. And to prove that the Corvette is really going to work in any budget, how about this? A $3,000 cap.
Yeah, see, I used to like playing this game until you said that.
$3,000, and it should run. I ain't going to say it has to, but should run. So we're telling me for $3,000, we can put you in America's sports car. What do you think about that, Professor?
Man, I was a little bummed about it at first. I feel like you've definitely issued us a challenge. Well,
I mean, anybody can do
to.
It with a baller budget. I mean, but I'm talking about, let's go.
$3,000.
$3,000. Hey, $3,000. I found a pretty nice ride with some change left over.
So did I. Don't worry.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I've
too.
Got change left over on mine.
Smitty, you want to kick us off?
I got gas money to get to the house. And to be honest, I was actually surprised when you typed in $3,000 to the Craigslist. It actually pulled up more than 100 of the $1 Corvettes. This not really for $1.
Ads. Yeah. That drives me up.
It gets
wall.
Me all excited. I see a dollar. I'm like, ooh, I can get a car.
It's
no.
a dollar. No. Mm-mm.
I need a Dodge truck to go with it.
Well, I found the first year of my buddy here's favorite Corvette, the C4. And it's actually pretty decent. It runs. It's an all-original car. Still has a Crossfire injection system. I kind of got to put it together. But it does include the front fender closeout panels. It's got an aftermarket gauge cluster with GPS-guided speedometers. But I get to install those parts, too. And I got it for $2,300.
So it's like a build your own.
So for $2,300, you got a running driving Corvette.
Yeah, target top gauge, too.
With no gauges in it.
No gauges in it, but I mean, hey, you can gauges are overrated. Gauges.
Does your target top leak?
No. He says the target top does not leak.
I'm going to tell you a little secret about this guy. He lies.
He's lying. Yeah, he's lying.
Him lies. Him lies.
He said all the weather stripping looks good. He says it runs strong, but the TBs could use some new gaskets. The, so that's lie number two.
Yeah, and that's the next thing I want to tell you. First of all, he said a Crossfire runs strong. Or yeah. Crossfire runs strong.
Exactly.
And the second lie, he's talking about target tops. No, they don't leak. They probably pour.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not a leak. It's definitely a flow going.
But, hey, I still found it for $2,300, and it's actually a pretty decently clean car.
What color is it?
I don't want to talk about it.
What color is it?
Flat black, and I think the doors are blue.
They murdered it out.
The doors are shiny. Like, I can see a reflection in the door. The rest of it's flat. I mean.
Well, you can't expect the best looking thing in the world for this price bracket. Professor, what did you find?
All right. Well, I think I did pretty well. Hang on. Let me find my phone here. I think I found probably the nicest car. And for $2,500, it is a 72. Decent body, it needs paint, has decent interior.
A 72?
Hang on. Yes, a 72. It is almost a 50-year-old car, so it's not perfect. 4-speed transmission, price is firm, no trades, no joyrides. Bring cash in a plate and drive it home. However, there is one caveat. My 72 is a mini Corvette.
A mini?
What?
It's like a baby Corvette?
Yep.
Oh,
Opel GT.
Oh, my goodness.
Look
at
it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he done found the Opel GT. Really?
It's so cute.
Richard, that's German.
It's the mini Corvette.
No.
No, it's not. That's not America's sports car. That's
Germany's sports car.
They sold them at Buick dealers.
You know what?
They sold Buicks at Buick dealers.
We ain't looking. I didn't see you pull up a Grand National.
I could find a Grand National for $3,000. I'd take it.
I bet you would come up with an Opel GT.
Opel GT.
Professor, I'm going to take and open up all your pins in your pocket protector.
Yeah, listen,
click them all. I'm
listen,
click every one
I searched Corvette, and that's what I found. It's a mini Corvette.
Breezy, redeem this. I can't even talk right now.
I definitely found the best one. I'm just going to go. I've won it right now. It's a short list. Short and sweet. It's a 1984 C4 Corvette for $1,900. So I got a lot of money left over because all it's got is a 350 in it. It runs good. The interior's good. It needs tires. It's got chrome wheels, but you can't take those home with you. But he's got the original wheels. And you need to redo the brakes because they're not doing too good. You can drive it, but you probably can't stop it.
It's all go and no woe.
Yeah, and it's also got a removable top that does not leak. So, I mean, my guy does not lie. Y'all's does, but mine doesn't. This is the best one. And the color of it is, I mean, you can't even see through the windshield because it's got so much muck on it. But, you know, that gives it character.
It does. The street cred.
Mm-hmm.
Body work dust.
I tell you what, I found the winner.
This is not surprising. I mean, to be honest, this game was rigged from the jump.
How can it be rigged?
Ooh, Bitter Betty over there.
I'm telling you.
I mean, we won, so we're good.
We're going to have a mini truck show, and we're going to have a mini truck challenge, and I'm going to win that challenge.
Okay.
Okay, Smitty. Calm down. Let Robbie tell us what he got.
Calm down.
Okay, let's hear it.
A 1986 Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
In competition yellow. It has a salvage title, but it runs and drives, TPI, chrome C5 wagon wheels all the way around. So it's got 17s and 18s on it.
Mm-hmm.
Interior looks like a wild bearcat been trapped in it for about 6 months. The target top leaks like a sieve, and he admits that. The dash kind of works.
Kind of? How does a dash kind of?
Well, it's digital, so it's just kind of blinking.
Yes.
It blinks at you.
Yeah.
It's 84 electronics.
It's 86. Yeah, there's 86. Same difference.
86, yeah.
So it's more like DOS.
It's kind of like Betamax.
Yeah.
But it runs and drives and stops. And it actually runs decent. And the headlights work. The motorized headlights work, which that's a big thing. And I can buy it for $2,200. $200 for a pretty yellowish. The yellow's a little flaky too.
We'll see how we're going to figure out who won.
Yeah,
this.
See, this is a three-way tie.
No,
I think
it's
by
a four-way
default,
tie because I won.
Well, that's she said because I won.
No.
Richard, professor, he's out.
Richard's out.
I don't think I should be out. Richard, I think I should win.
Oh, yeah, because he's got the baby car.
Yeah, because I mean, why didn't I found a Honda Civic, too, but I didn't choose it.
This is true.
I found a show car that was like a 2011 for best offer, and Rob wouldn't let me pick it. And he didn't even have a price that he wanted. He just said best offer.
Him over there.
Well, you know, I found like a whole lot of like 2017s and all this for like $500 a month, which technically.
We ain't making no payments. We talking about.
Exactly. So I went with what I found and my guy was good. My guy did not lie.
I tell you what, let's just call it a truce across the board. We all win. How about that?
Winner, chicken dinner.
Because we all got a Corvette. You always win.
That's right.
Except Richard, he has an Opel.
Richard, I'll sell you my Corvette.
I tell you what, you ain't got to sell me on a Corvette because I love them. And I think Josh is falling in love with them, too.
No.
Guys, I want to thank everybody for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.